best ever since. There's no way you can talk about the movement in the 1960s, the late 50s, 60s, and the 70s without talking about the contribution that these young people made. Not only did many of them sacrifice their educational career, because to get involved in the movement meant that you had to leave the university in many instances. You had to become part of organizations that went where the problems were. And that was in the southeastern part of the United States at this particular point in time. So many of them sacrificed their education. They put their lives at risk. It was a very hazardous, a very dangerous thing to fight for social change in this country in the 1960s. Hazardous because of the apartheid system that existed in our nation at that particular time, which we call segregation. This is an individual who understands the importance of organization because he's been part of that activity of social change, organizing, forming organizations. This is a person who was influenced by those who came before. He was influenced by Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman and Mary McLeod Bethune and Ida B. Wells Barnett and W.B. Du Bois and Marcus Garvey. He worked with Fannie Lou Hamer, Victoria Gray, and a host of other people who the history books oftentimes ignore. He formulated his own ideas and evolved his own thoughts. And I will leave that for him to discuss with you. Today, he is one of the leaders of one of the most important organizations that have arisen in this country, the All African People's Revolutionary Party. Join with me in giving a warm welcome to Kwame Ture.